Hey everyone, welcome back to day number 3 of the pre-training. And this week, what we're doing before we start our 21-day sprint is we're getting our mental game in order, right? We're getting our mind right so that when we enter the 21 days, we're ready to go and we're going to be successful and we launch that course. And what we're talking about today is fear. It's an awesome, awesome lesson that Calvin's going to get into. And one of the reasons it's so awesome is that when you master dealing with fear, it not only applies to this course, to this challenge that we're going through, it applies to your whole life. So it is really life-changing. I can't wait for you to listen to this lesson that Calvin is going to get into. I'll be back at the end of this. Enjoy.
Let's talk about fear. Fear is actually one of my favorite topics. It sounds kind of weird to say, but it really is. I love fear. I love talking about fear, and I love how fear works. Fear is kind of that thing that stands between you and everything that you dream of, everything that you want. My first information product, I launched that in 2008, and it was a simple keynote presentation called Productivity for Programmers. These like 1 hour, 2 hour technical screencasts on very technical subjects around Ruby and Rails and programming and all kinds of technologies like that. And I said, hey, what about these programmers? Don't they need some coaching stuff? I'd just recently taken my coaching education. I figured, hey, we could help them with some stuff. And he was like, great idea. Let's survey my list and see what kind of topics they need help with. And so we did. And by far the number one thing that they wanted help with was time management and productivity. So we put together a course for that. And he was like, I'm going to give you 50% of the revenue for life. I'm going to send you a $2,000 advance. And I'm going to send you a microphone and a pop filter and a stand and like all that stuff. And then you send me an audio sample. And then we get down to business. We do this thing. Guess how long it took me from receiving all that stuff and agreeing that that was a topic to actually recording the product. Remember, all I had to do was record about 45 minutes worth of audio about productivity for programmers and send it to him, and he would take care of everything else. He would put slides to it. He would, you know, do the audio editing, and he would sell it, and I would just get a check in the mail. How long did it take me to do those 45 minutes worth of audio? It took me 6 months. 6 months. It was a massive learning moment for me. Just realizing, holy shit. Like, I didn't have a deadline. I didn't set a deadline for myself. I've been a huge fan of deadlines ever since. I just allowed myself to noodle around with this forever. Why? Because I was scared. I was scared shitless. I was like, I'm just the programmer, dude. I just learned this coaching. What if there's someone out there that's a better, like a programmer that knows more about productivity than me? What if there's some people that have more, like, and they come back and they're like, oh, this is stupid. And why are you talking about this? And this is bad and not helpful. And like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't, like, it's not like I just took a coaching education. It's not like I'm some expert on productivity. I'm pretty good. I'm a fast programmer and I'm pretty smart and I figure some shit out. But it's not like I'm the world's preeminent expert. And I've done this massive study of thousands of programmers and how fast, like who are most productive. Like, I don't have any of that shit. So what if someone comes in and they're like, oh dude, who are you to say blah, 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 right? So that was my big fear, my massive fear. And I had this like with all the programmers and techies, I always had something where I kind of didn't quite feel part of this group. So it was like an ongoing issue for me that then reared its head when it came to doing this thing for programmers. So I was super afraid of getting rejected by these people and not, you know, just, you know, people being pissed at me or upset or something, having thoughts or feelings, I guess, right? And the funny thing with this is like what we're always afraid of is that they think what we think. Like, I was afraid that they would think, oh, you don't really know shit about this, which is what I think about myself. You don't really know shit about this. That's my thought. So between you and what you want is this mountain of fear, and we need to get around it somewhere. I was like, over or under or around or blasted away or whatever. But we have to acknowledge that there is some fear there, especially if it's something that you've been wanting to do for a while. It's because you're scared. So So once we acknowledge that, okay, I'm scared of something. Maybe I'm scared of a lot of things. All right, great. Now we can have a conversation. Now we can start exploring. What is that? There's this wonderful, wonderful idea of a wonder question, right? Which is all about asking a big question that you don't know the answer to. I wonder what it is I'm scared of. I wonder what it is that I'm most scared of that's really holding me away from launching this course. And just don't demand an answer. The important piece is the question. The question opens up sort of a space in your consciousness that the answer can arrive into, but the answer is going to bubble up from your unconscious mind, right? Because it's probably not a conscious fear. If it were, you'd probably have dealt with it. So there's some unconscious fear that you haven't quite acknowledged that you want to bubble up so that you can look at it. That's what a wonder question does. You can live in a wonder question for weeks if you have to, but open up the space and be really genuinely curious about the answer. It can be multiple answers. Like, what am I really, really scared of here? What am I most afraid of? Maybe it's, you know, the expert thing that I came into. Maybe it's like your family or friends rejecting you or criticizing you. I totally had that. Maybe it's haters and, you know, criticism or people gossiping about you. I had that too. Maybe it's failure that you launch and you do it and nobody cares, nobody buys it, and you're going to feel like a failure, right? It's usually you're afraid that something might happen that might make you feel something. And I'm going to teach you how to deal with any feeling, including fear, right in a minute. So that way you don't have to be afraid of ever feeling anything, because you can feel anything and be totally fine. But I do want to touch on the expert thing, because that was a big deal for me. Was this like, oh, like, felt so icky to say that I'm an expert on productivity. Like, what does that mean? Well, here's what that means. It means essentially absolutely nothing. Like, we all see experts on TV every day that are fucking jackasses. They don't really know what the hell they're talking about, right? So the word expert really doesn't mean much. An expert is someone who knows just a little bit more than you do, who's just, they're walking the same path towards the same result that you're walking, but they're just a couple steps ahead of you. And that means for you, you're an expert if you're just a couple steps ahead of the people that you're training, that you're teaching, that are in your audience, right? But I hereby give you permission to use that label about yourself, assuming that you're just a couple steps ahead, or at least a couple steps ahead of the people that you're looking to train, that to help and to teach. I'm kind of assuming that's the case, right? And here's the thing. You're actually a much better teacher for people that you're just a couple steps ahead of than when you're 100 steps ahead. When you're 100 steps ahead, you don't remember what it felt like to be where they are. You don't remember what those like little mental shifts and tricks and like whatever it was that you did that got you from where they are to just taking that next step. It's way more present for you when you're just a couple steps ahead than when it's like 10 years in your past and you've long moved past that stage, right? So really own that and really take that to heart and just like teach that stuff that you've just learned. That's perfectly good. That's perfectly valuable. That might be exactly the thing that they need. And you might be the most qualified person in the world to give them exactly that. Okay? Here's what you do with any feeling that you have that comes up, whether it's fear or sadness or anger or like whatever it is. Here's the master trick. You feel it. Notice what it actually feels like in your body. What are the body sensations that are going on that you label anger, sadness, whatever it is, right? What you'll notice is that any feeling that you can possibly feel is just a sensation in your body. That's all it is that that's that sensation. Once you put your attention on it, your awareness, and you feel it, it kind of disappears quite quickly. But what we tend to do is we tighten up, we constrict, we resist it, we try to get away from it, we don't want to feel it, and then it becomes a problem. Fritz Perls is the founder of cognitive therapy or something like that, but he said this, which I've treasured and kept with me forever since I first heard it from Gay Hendrix, which is, fear is excitement with the breath held. Fear and excitement is exactly the same feeling. It's exactly the same feeling. It's just when you hold your breath and you contract and you try to avoid that feeling, we call it fear. But when you open up to it and you breathe, then it's excitement. Once you get this, like, the world is never the same again, right? Like, you're on stage and you're super scared and public speaking, and then you, like, remember, oh, fear is excitement with the breath. You take a deep breath, you start breathing again, and now you're really excited to be on stage in front of all these people, right? That's it. That's all that is. A lot of people are scared of heights and movements and shit and all that stuff, right? But they pay money to be in a roller coaster, right? They pay money to go in a roller coaster, and they feel this, like, acceleration and excitement. Well, because they feel safe in that. But if they didn't feel safe, it would be fear. It's the same exact feeling, right? In the roller coaster, they scream and they rah, and all that stuff to let it out. Otherwise, they would be terrified and in fear and in pain. You see some people do that, and the whole thing is just terrifying for them, right? That's the trick with any feeling. Like, if I had this feeling of, like, unworthiness. I was afraid to feel unworthy. I was afraid to feel like a failure. Once you're just like, okay, now I feel unworthy. Now I feel like a failure. And you breathe into it, and you're like, and you're fine. You realize you're fine. Nothing can trip you up again. Like, might be like a process of like getting through stuff that you've avoided feeling for a long time, but now you have the master skill that it takes. The final thing I want to say about fear is support your little boy or your little girl. When we get scared, it's that little boy or little girl that lives inside of us, that part of us that never quite grew up because of whatever happened. That's all it is. It's just a little child saying, oh, I'm scared. Like, what would you do if that was your actual child that came out and was like, oh, I'm scared. Like, you would haul them. You'd comfort them. You'd be like, hey, it's okay. I got this. We're okay. We're going to be okay. It's okay. We're going here. We're doing this thing because we need to, like, say it's traveling or whatever it is. Like, you know, say you're traveling with your child and they freak out in the airplane and all that stuff. Like, you wouldn't be like, oh, all right, we're just going to stay stranded in Thailand because you're scared. You wouldn't do that. You're like, hey, we need to get on this plane. We need to get home, but I got you. You're safe. You're with me. Don't worry about this stuff. This is grown up stuff. You don't need to worry about that. I got this. That's what you would do with a kid, right? That's what you want to do with that part of you that's scared. Just be like, hey, I got this. In your mind, picture yourself holding the hand of your little boy, your little girl. And then you just go through and you do the thing that you've signed up to do. You be the adult here. Where it breaks down is when you let that little boy or girl run the show and think that they have to figure the shit out themselves, right? And you're basically, as the grown-up, you're just abandoning them. And it's like, all right, you figure this out. I don't want to have anything to do with that. That's not helpful. Right? That's not helpful. You be the adult. You're like, I got this. You can say that out loud or to yourself internally. I do that all the time. Don't even think about it. This is grown-up stuff. You don't need to worry about it. Just know that whatever happens, I got you. You're safe with me. I love you. This master skill, once you crack fear and you commit and you recommit to mastering fear, to dealing with fear in a healthy way, this is, again, one of those, like, massive life skills that's going to change everything in your life, in every area of your life. So really get this one down. There's also actually, I'm just thinking about, there's some fear melters that Katie Hendricks came up with that are physical moves. Again, getting your body involved is so powerful. They're physical moves that you can do that break the pattern of fear. So fear can become like a very thing in our head and mental, and we're like, and then we just allow our bodies to kind of be stuck in that place. Not helpful. Really awesome to do these moves that the fear melters, that get your body involved. There's a video that we can link below with this, that super helpful tool. And like, once you do those moves, it's just impossible for you to stay in fear. It's super cool because then you do the thing with your body and it breaks the fear pattern automatically and you don't need to worry about it. There's never a need to go in, like, you don't need to go into deep, why am I scared? It's like, what am I scared of? What is the worst that can happen? Like, well, what then? Like, for example, something that I was terrified of for a while was my visa to stay in the US. I'm a Danish citizen. I'm here on an E2 visa. And the process, the first time I applied, we got rejected. And we'd already kind of settled in New York because we have to move over here and set up the business and open up a bank account and all that stuff. And then we applied for the visa. And what if it got denied? I was terrified, right? We'd been through it before. And so I went through this mental process of like, okay, so what happens if the visa gets denied? Well, then we can't live in the US. All right, that sucks. Like, what are we going to do? Like, you know, get rid of our stuff, apartment, you know, what can we do then? Well, we can always move to Denmark and live there. I don't want to, but we can. Or we could find somewhere else, anywhere in Europe we can live, right? So, all right, so just thinking through, and then would that be okay? Yeah, I'd be okay. It's not what I wanted, but I'd be okay. Would I be okay? That's, fear is like, I won't be okay, right? But once you realize, hey, you know, I'd be okay, then, so think through the chain of event, like what is the worst that could happen? And then what? And then what? And would I still be okay? Yes. All right, great. It's very helpful to get that stuff in order. I could talk about fear forever, honestly. It's really one of my favorite subjects as I started talking about. But I think for the time being and for this module, this is enough. This is all you need to know. Get on with it. Go launch that course. I'm really excited that you're doing this. And I'm so excited that you get to learn all these critical, critical life skills in the process that are going to help you in any area of your life. So good on you for being here. I love you so much. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next lesson. Bye for now.
So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that lesson from Calvin on dealing with fear. The fear melters is something we at Simplero use quite a bit, and they're pretty amazing exercises to incorporate the physical body into that sensation of fear that you're feeling, and it's awesome, okay? It is day number 3. Hopefully by now you know the drill. We've got a downloadable worksheet that I need you to download or print out and complete. We've got the Facebook private group that I want you to go in there and engage in discussion and let us know where you're at. Let us know when you complete this lesson. That is it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great one.